Hey, I had Christina Day here, and I was talking to her about what she does in health coaching, weight gain with premenopause and achieving financial independence and all that great stuff. And it was so good. And you know what I loved is that she mentioned in the episode how she will empower you to ask for all of these blood works for your physician to do for you so that they can actually find out what's going on. Why are you maybe struggling with some health challenges? Maybe why you're not losing weight? What's going on there? And she is a nurse, a registered nurse. So she can actually go through your blood work with you and say to you, okay, listen, your insulin is high. You may have you may become diabetic in the future. So how do we prevent that? Like, how powerful is that? That somebody can do that, give you that kind of power so that when you go see the doctor, they're not just doing all these, regular preliminary things, but actually digging deep into your health. I just love that so much. So I'm gonna shut up now so you can go see the episode. It was so good. I really, really enjoyed this conversation with Christina. I'll see you on the other side. What's up, y'all? This is Nina Perez, and this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. I am still getting used to that new intro, but I'm so excited that you guys are here. You guys are rocking it, okay? The way that this podcast has been growing and expanding and all the downloads and all that great stuff, I cannot thank you guys enough because you guys are showing up and I really appreciate it. You know that I go around this amazing planet finding the best humans I can find to come on here to grow, challenge, and transform your thinking. Today is no exception, y'all. Wait till I introduce you to her. I love her. I love her. Her name is Christina Day. I'm going to pop her name up so you guys know what it is. And I am really excited she is here because she's going to drop some knowledge on you guys. So I want you guys to pay attention. Okay. So Christina Day is an ER nurse, a health coach, a licensed life insurance agent with over 2 decades of experience in nursing. Christina has a wealth of knowledge on burnout. Girl. Yes, and a deep passion for preventative health. Now, her journey is truly inspiring. After navigating all these personal challenges, including a divorce, a premenopausal weight gain, and then she started to achieve financial independence, Christina discovered her true calling is for helping others achieve their best lives. Now, she specializes in holistic wellness, financial planning. I mean, I'm loving all of this, right? And she's empowering individuals to make these lifestyle choices that promote aging gracefully and maintaining long-term health and wealth. I freaking love that, Christina, because, I think that is something, at least for the women and people that I've been speaking to, everything that you're touching is like things that really are facets in everybody's life, right? Health, wellness, having wealth in their life, but also navigating what that means to kind of put that together. I heard somebody say once a long time ago that people who are unhealthy, let's say physically, are usually unhealthy as well in finances. Right. And I thought that was powerful, right? Because it was something that I was struggling with for a long time and still do when it comes to my health, right? So I'm on a journey now to lose my weight and be healthy and all of that. But I've also realized that has also shifted my mindset when it comes to finances and wealth building and retirement and all that great stuff. So I think there's a truth to that. So Christina, welcome. Welcome to Straight Talk.
Thank you.
I'm glad you're here.
Thank you so much.
I'm glad. And so the first question always off the bat is, who are you? And the reason I ask that question is I feel like that is a deep question and a way for people to connect with you and know who you are at a different level, right? I read your resume, but who are you, Christina?
Yeah, that's a loaded question. So I'm an ER nurse, like you said. I'm also an entrepreneur, relatively new in the entrepreneurial world. I'm also a mom, and I have a 12-year-old son who is my world, and everything Aww. That I do for him. Mm-hmm. And he inspires me every single day to do what I do
it.
And he helps me out whenever he can. And yeah, so.
But I love that you said that you're a nurse and an entrepreneur, right? And I think that that's beautiful when you can do both things, enjoy both things, and explore what entrepreneurship is. Because entrepreneurship is difficult. You know, it's a journey. It really is. And when we're working, right, because I used to be a medical assistant for like 15 years, and then I shifted to become a chef. And I did that for like 15, almost 20 years. And I remember, you know, when I started my entrepreneurial journey as a chef and everything else, it was a very big challenge for me, because I realized that when you work for something or someone, they have systems in place. And then when you work for yourself, there's no systems. You have to build the systems, you know? And that was a challenge. And so as I became a coach, and you probably even experienced some of that, right? As you become a coach, you start to realize, whoa, hold on. There's a lot I have to do here. I have to build out like this whole thing, you know? And I think that hits a lot of people. And I think that's why the percentage, I think it's like 90% of coaches never make it past the first year, something like astronomical like that. I'm like, whoa. And it's as 1%. Yeah, I believe it too. Cause you get tired. You get tired.
Yeah.
And you actually, especially when you're working full time, like you're working, you have a family, right? Taking care of your son. Like there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on, right?
There's definitely a lot going on.
Yeah. So tell me about why shift, right? So why do you want to become an entrepreneur? What is that about? Like you're in nursing, you could do that till you retire. So why did you include, you know, having this focus on coaching and financial wealth building and all of that?
Yeah. So I've always wanted to help people ever since I was little. When I was, I think, 8 years old, I looked after my grandma who was bedridden before she passed away while my mom went to work. 8-year-old me was looking after her at home. So I sort of got into that and just wanting to help people. So that's why I became a nurse. But I like helping people in other aspects too, right? So people come into my ER and they're sick, and they come back week after week with all these chronic illnesses. And I'm like, something needs to be done here, because we're failing people with our healthcare system. We're failing people with modern medicine when it comes to chronic illnesses. So that, along with my own personal health journey, you know, trying to lose weight and all that stuff, that's what sort of got me into the entrepreneurial world.
Okay. Is it because that you saw that that was something that you were navigating and challenged yourself, or did you start to see that as a pattern with patients and other people you were in contact with when it came to health?
Probably both.
Yeah, because I think, same thing is happening with me, right? So I'm on this journey to kind of, you know, lose this weight as well, because I am just entering menopause or about to enter menopause. So I'm premenopausal right now. And I've always had challenges with losing weight, but I found it astronomically hard this last year and a half, right? This last year and a half to 2 years. Usually I used to say, I'm going to lose weight, and then I would go for some walks or whatever, and the weight starts coming off and I'm good, right? And when I hit premenopause, that's not the case. It's been hard, really hard, right? So I started joining the coach to help me with my health and wellness. And I joined the gym and I'm doing HIIT classes. I'm like doing all this stuff to try to lose this weight. I'm feeling better, but I'm not really losing yet, you know? And I'm just like, this is so frustrating. So I understand why you would have looked at that and said, okay, this has to change, right? So you got into the health piece because you were struggling with your own, you said you were struggling with your own like weight gain and all of that, right? So when you were navigating your personal challenges, because I was reading in your bio how you were navigating, you know, including divorce and all that kind of stuff, was that all around the same culmination, like around the same time, the weight gain, the finances, like all of that stuff?
Everything happened at the same time, and throw in COVID as well.
Oh boy.
So yeah, 2020, 2021 was not a good year for me, for sure.
Right. Right. And you're in the medical field. So it was really tough, right? Wow. That's a lot to navigate. Yeah. How did you get through that? What made you, how did you put your head in the game? Or did you?
I went part-time. So I was working as a nurse for 17 years at that point, full-time as well, because I don't do just one thing at a time. You know, I call myself a multi-passionate entrepreneur. I like to do it all. So yes. Of course, now that I'm working part-time, like, well, what else am I going to do?
Right. And so how are you finding the coaching space? Like, how was that getting into it for you? And how are you navigating that? Like, cause coaching can be a challenge, right? There's a lot of challenges that we hit as coaches. And I know a lot of coaches listen to this show. So there's a lot of solopreneurs, entrepreneurs, coaches that listen to the show. And the reason I know that is because they tell me, like, I get a lot of DMs, a lot of messages, a lot of reviews, which is really great. And so I'm just wondering, like, what are some of the challenges that you've faced, maybe still face, you know, because I know I still face challenges. How are you overcoming them? Like, what are you doing in that aspect?
One day at a time.
Yeah.
So I've been doing it for a year and a half now. And, you know, just going very slowly with it because, like I said, I'm doing other stuff too. So I'm not like 100% in the game and just learning, like having to learn everything, having to learn tech, having to learn how to set up systems and like everything about it, right? So the coaching program I took definitely helped with a lot of that stuff just to sort of focus me in the right direction. But I'm always like, I'm a course junkie. So I'm still taking courses to this day, whether it's learning Excel or, you know, whatever it is that I need to learn. You know, I love the aspect of working from home, but I can't do it all the time. Like, it's great to be able to just throw on a blazer, get on a Zoom call and feel professional and stuff. But I go crazy if I would have to do that all the time. So that's why I still work as a nurse too. I need to get out of the house. I need to do.
Yeah. You need to go be with other humans. I totally get that.
Yeah.
I mean, I was getting burnt out too at the house because I'm like, oh my God, I can't work from home. I got to do something. So I took a gig helping kids or teaching kids how to cook so I can get out of the house, And I also got into life insurance and financial investments and planning like yourself. And I think it's because, you know, you want to do more for the world. You want to just do more and you want to teach your kids more too. My kids are adults, but I still want to teach them. And now I have grandkids, so I want to teach them, you know? So tell me about let's start with your coaching program. Tell me about what your coaching program, because I know that you're helping with the health, but you're also helping with the wealth piece. So I'm just wondering, how are you working your coaching program around that? Is it integrated in it? Like, talk to me about that.
Yeah. So back when I first started coaching, I actually did both. So I did the health piece and the wealth piece. I did coaching for both. But then I got into life insurance and I had to separate it because I can't obviously charge for coaching on the financial side. So I coach my clients on the financial piece through the life insurance and investments and that sort of stuff. So I feel like that's what separates me as a life insurance agent because like I love teaching, I love coaching. So that's a huge focus of what I do. And the clients don't pay me for that, which is awesome. And then the health side, I'm strictly doing the health piece with the coaching that way with clients. So I have a program that I actually just launched. It's called Transform to Thrive. And it's for premenopausal women who are looking to, you know, regain their energy and lose that belly bloat and maybe lose a few pounds and just feel better about themselves overall.
That's good. Yeah, that's good. You know, I just recently, maybe like a week ago, maybe, or 2 weeks ago, I don't even remember, started taking vitamin B shots because the fatigue was real. I mean, real. You know, I'm like, I am such an energetic person and I am a really extroverted, you know, so I get a lot of energy being around people. So being at home all day on a computer just doesn't work for me. But the fatigue was real. Like, Christina, I could barely I had to drag my ass out of bed. And I'm like, what is this? You know, because I'm like, when I tell you I have energy. Not these last couple months, though. I have not had energy. So let me ask you this. Since a lot of, like I said, a lot of people listen to the show are really resonating with what you're saying, right? So I'm just wondering if you can give somebody, even like me, a tip or something that we need to kind of look at or focus on or be aware of, what would you tell us, especially when we're premenopausal, the fatigue, mm-hmm. like, you know, we were talking about yeah. the weight gain. I know that, you know, calling you and contacting you is probably the best bet because then we can at least know how to navigate that. But I'm just wondering how, if you have a tip or something we can take with us.
Yeah. So the first thing I do with my clients is send them through their family doctor. And mm-hmm. the reason for that is because I cannot prescribe lab tests or anything like that. But
right,
I,
of course. Mm-hmm.
I send them with a huge list of blood work that they need to get done that doctors never, ever look at. Like there's a couple on the list that they'll do mm-hmm. regularly. And then the rest, they never look at. Like I even had my mm-hmm. own family doctor say to me, she's like, well, why do you want your insulin level checked? Like, what's that going to do for you? Like, well, it's one of the hormones that we look at because if it's elevated, then I know that 10 years from now, I will probably develop diabetes and I want to make sure that that doesn't happen. So let's deal with it now before it gets to that
point.
So
good. So good.
Right. So bringing in my nursing experience with my coaching is super important because I can do that. I can have that conversation with mm-hmm. my clients and then they can go to their family doctor and feel really empowered that they know what they're doing when it comes to their health instead of just trusting someone else.
Yeah, that's right? really good. That's really good, Christina, because when I was working and stressed out to the max, right, I had developed or I have developed Sjogren's. And I went to see 5 different specialists and nobody can tell me what I had, right? So they called it fibromyalgia and I'm like, yeah, that's bullshit. So yep. I'm not doing that because you guys give that to anybody who's in pain and you don't look at anything. So they were like, because exactly. I was a medical assistant for years. So I kind of knew kind of the spiel, you know? So I went to see a naturopath going to what you're saying. I know you're not a naturopath, but going to what yeah. you're saying, she ended up doing blood work that they never even looked at. And she did it on the first visit. She was like, I think I know what you have, but I definitely want to test you. I said, okay. I was like, I had such intolerances to some things that I was eating all the time that was affecting my body in such a terrible way. And I had Sjogren's and Graves' disease. Now, when they tested the thyroid, oh, you're good. I'm like, something is wrong. Like, don't tell me I'm not wrong. If I'm passing out or falling, something's wrong. You know what I mean? So I love that you do that, Christina, right? Because what you're doing with them, when you tell them to do something like that and give them that kind of information and that power, you can be saving their lives, you know, because they can go on their lives like constantly struggling and thinking it's age. You know, it's my age. Don't you hate that? It's what they say to you, though. It's what they say when you're 52. Okay. What the frick? Am I dying already? I'm 52. Okay. You know what I'm saying? What kind of bullshit is that? Girl, don't get me started. But yes, yeah. It was really
tough. And the thing with blood work is, so the thing with blood work is they give you a range of normal. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. But that normal is based on the population, like the majority of the population falls within that range. Well, we know the majority of the population isn't overly healthy.
Right.
Right. So right. just because your blood work comes back as normal doesn't mean that it's optimal.
Yeah.
So the ranges are actually different when it comes to your optimal levels. So we do look at that as well. So
I just love that you do that. That's an aspect that not many coaches are doing, Christina, you know, and you have that skill set. So that's a plus. So tell me what's your journey with that client? They give you the blood work. What's that journey to you? Are you just helping them navigate that? How are you doing that?
Yeah. So then we look at like what's going on with the blood work. Where do we need to tweak things? We look at diet and see, is there certain foods, like you mentioned, like you're eating something that you don't even realize is affecting you. Mm-hmm. So I've done hormone resets with clients where you just start eliminating foods, you know, like food groups at a time kind of thing, and then adding things back, see how it affects you. So we do that. And then a lot of mindset stuff because
good.
I mean, I can give you all this information. Like you can do it on your own. You can find all this information on the internet, in books. wherever podcasts, but how do you navigate it? And how do you make it work for yourself, right? So I bring in that understanding of like breaking down what all this stuff means. And then we work on mindset and set goals and all that. And like every single person is different. So the journey looks different for everybody. It depends on what their goals are and where they're at.
Right. And you know what, Christina, too? Yes, a lot of things we can find online, 100%. But how do you know it's the right thing? How do you know it's valid? How do you know if the person talking to you knows what they're talking about? Like, there's a lot of aspects to this too, right? It's a 50-50 shot.
Yeah.
It just is, right? I mean, even as a coach, right? As you're starting your business and navigating your business, it's a 50-50 shot. You're going to get a coach that's going to be with you and help you through, you know, all of the trials and the ups and downs and stuff that it is to build a coaching business. It's just facts. I have paid, I don't know, maybe $40,000-$50,000 in coaching, you know, as of to date. And and some of it has been phenomenal and some of it has not been phenomenal, right? And I've
same here. Just not that much, but
I mean, it wasn't that much in the beginning, but after years, it has been that much, right? And then you also add on the certifications and the, you know, the knowledge base and the coursework and the, you know, all of that kind of stuff, right? So, you know, it gets pricey, right? And so it is a very difficult thing and it's a 50-50 shot. Like I can easily have said, okay, no, I'm not going to pay all that. So I'm going to go online. I'm going to learn it myself and take 5 years to learn it because let's be real. That's what it takes. Right. I was a course junkie too. I have so many courses in my computer. I don't even look at, I don't know if you're that way, but that's me.
Oh yeah.
I'll maybe start one episode. Oh, that's good. And squirrel, I'm off to the next thing.
That is so me.
I'm like, oh yeah. Oh, ooh. And I'm off I go. I mean, and so I've learned throughout, you know, this journey of being a coach and everything to just center focus because I have clients now, right? I have clients and I help them build their coaching business from concept to launch, right? So we build the whole thing out and we help them build out their funnel systems, automations, all that, and launch them, right? And so I've had to really structure myself to stay focused because otherwise I, like everyone else, or like a lot of people I speak to, have that shiny object syndrome. You know, ooh, that looks good. Ooh, 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 that looks good. Ooh, 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 that looks good. You know? I'm speaking your language.
And it's so
aren't
funny
I?
Because, oh, totally. But the thing is, like with our clients, our job is to help them focus, and we're so good at that. But when it comes to ourselves,
so true.
Nope. Doesn't happen.
Doesn't
That's
happen.
Why we need coaches.
Yeah, right. That's what exactly. I always say every coach needs a coach, every therapist needs a therapist, right? Because we have to stay focused. And also we have our own battles, our own, you know, inner battles where we don't think we're good enough. And can I guide this person? And can da, 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 right? It's like a constant battle ourselves. So I understand what our clients are going through because I go through it, right? And sometimes my coach will say something to me and I'm like, I knew that. I knew that. You know, I'll say it like, I've been doing this for years. I so knew that. Why didn't I, you know, see it for me, you know? So tell me about how you're now navigating getting into the wealth space, right? Because that's very interesting and something I'm actually falling in love with, right? So how is that? Because I know that you're saying, okay, I'm nursing. I have my coaching. And now I want to do this. And I'm the same way, right? I'm a chef. I have my coaching. And I want to do wealth building as well. So I'm with you, Christina. We're here. Me and you are right here. So tell me how you're finding that journey.
Yeah. So I actually got into it by accident. I hosted a summit last year. It was a financial summit. And one of my speakers, I got to talking with her. And I was like, so how did you get into this? Like, what do you do? And so she was telling me all about it. And I was like, okay, that's interesting. And I just let it go. And then a few months later, like we kept in touch. And it's like, okay, so tell me again what you do and how do I do it?
Yeah. Yeah.
And the reason why I was curious was I figured for a small amount of money that I was going to invest into it, I would be able to learn a lot more, a lot quicker to be able to help my coaching clients. So it wasn't really like, oh, I wanted to sell insurance. It was never about that. It was, I want to learn as much as I can so I can help other people. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I fell in love with it. I fell in love with the business. I fell in love with the people I work with. Yeah, I have an awesome team.
Yeah.
And yeah, so now I'm a licensed life insurance agent, which
it's so fun though, isn't it? I got licensed last week, last Friday or something. And I just
congratulations.
Thank you. And I just got all the emails like, congratulations, you are now an agent. Here's your codes. I'm like, yes, you know, so I'm loving it. And it was by accident as well. My son said, Mom, can you come to a presentation so I can show you what it is I'm doing? I'm like, of course I can do that. And by the end of the presentation, I'm like, I could do that. I could 100% do that. And so I joined and I'm already building a team. I have like 2 or 3 people under me now and I'm building my team and I'm moving and shaking.
Because I fell in love with it. Geez.
Yeah. I think one of the things is, Christina, for me is being raised in poverty. I want to break the back of poverty. I just want to eliminate it. Right. And if I can help people eliminate poverty in their life in 2 to 3 generations, that's what I want to do. You know, and I want to educate as much as possible. So that's what I've been doing, is doing a bunch of educational calls, because I've realized, Christina, that like you said, mindset is key. Mindset is everything. Yeah. And when I speak to families who've never heard of this, they're like, okay, what's the catch? I'm like, there's really no catch. Mm-hmm. Like, there honestly isn't no catch. You pay this amount to get this amount, you know, like, understand. I want you to understand that. But what's the catch? I'm like, there is. Okay. GoFundMe is not a life insurance policy. Okay. GoFundMe is not a life insurance policy. And they just start laughing. I'm like, no, it's not funny. Seriously. This is what we do. This is what our communities do. I said, we wait for somebody to die. And they're like, oh shit, Uncle Sam died. I have no money. GoFundMe. Like,
exactly.
No, it makes no sense. But this is what they do, Christina. So I love that you've gotten into that and that you're really falling in love with it and that you're helping families. I cannot agree with you more. I love your journey. I love what you're doing and I love how you're doing it. And I love the way you're doing your coaching as well, because to step into people's lives personally that way and say, listen, I can give you some mindset tricks and tips on how to lose weight and whatever, but I'm also going to be practical. Get me your blood work. Let's talk about it. What does this look like? There's empowerment in that, Christina, you know, because most coaches, at least the ones I've spoken to, don't have that background that you have in that, in that area. Right. So you have a win there, and something you definitely can niche out, because that is gold, you know, because they're going to go to their physician and say, okay, get these blood works, whatever, but they're coming back to Christina to say, this is what this looks like. What do you think? How can we work together to make me empowered with my physicians? You know, you go, girl, you go. That's awesome.
And the thing is, like, you can go to a naturopath and get all that done as well, but you don't get the mindset work usually. I mean, I'm sure there's some that are wonderful with mindset and all that, but like, that's my jam, right?
Yeah.
That's the stuff I love to do, is work on mindset. So
I love it. I kind of bring it in
bits and pieces of everything.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's just a beautiful thing, right? I mean, it is a beautiful thing when you can empower someone else to live a strong life and to live a life with meaning and purpose. And also now with the wealth piece of it, right? To also now leave a legacy on top of that. Hello.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Hello, girl. Go ahead. Walk off the camera. Really? You can drop a mic and leave. That's so good. That's so awesome.
It's so true though. Like, I love teaching my son all these concepts that I'm learning, and I see how excited he gets about stuff and wanting to save. And like, we talk about money all the time. I never had that growing up. Like, I don't come from poverty per se, but you know, I immigrated to Canada when I was 9 with my parents. They had like very blue collar jobs and we never talked about money.
Right.
So everything I learned in my 30s.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Like, I could have been doing so many different things and probably be a multimillionaire by now if I did it right earlier on. So I want my son to do better.
Yeah. Amen to that, girl. Amen to
that.
That's
why I do what I do.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Same with me. Like, you know, I was talking to single moms. I've been talking to single moms and stuff, and they're like, well, those things are expensive. Actually, it's not. It's like $25 for $300,000 or whatever, or set up an IUL or something for your kid. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
And even for yourself, as you're just overthinking it because you have no knowledge, but this is what I'm here for, right? This is what you're here for, Christina. Exactly. We're going to drop some knowledge on some people and help them break chains, right? So awesome. So Christina, I know that people are listening. They're like, all right, Christina, I want to work with you. So if they want to work with you, how do they get in contact with you? Like, how do they find out more about what you're doing, working with you as a coaching client, or maybe even calling you for like the wealth piece? So give us that information.
Yeah. So the wealth piece, strictly in Ontario, Canada, that's the only place I'm licensed currently. I might get licensed in other provinces, but that's in the future.
Yeah.
And then for the health piece, obviously I work virtually. So anywhere in the world, you can reach out to me for that. Okay. And the best way is either my website, christinaday.ca, or I'm pretty active on Instagram when I remember to post things, Coach Christina Day.
That is so honest.
I have a love-hate relationship with social media. Let's be
same. That is so honest. Christina, what is it on Instagram? Christina Day?
Coach Christina Day.
Okay, great. Yeah. That is so honest, Christina. Oh my gosh. I love that. I mean, I literally hired an executive. I'm like, you need to do all of my posting, all my social media, all of my answering. I cannot do it, you know, because I have such a love-hate relationship with it.
Yeah.
And to be on there every day, just, I can't do it. So, and you know, you got a 12-year-old little one at home, so you got to spend time with that baby, you know? So
exactly.
I love that.
Priorities.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much for hanging out with us on Straight Talk. I really appreciate you taking the time. I know you told me in the beginning you had a busy week, so I really appreciate you carving out the time to be here. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
So fun. Guys, see, I told you, good human on the planet. Make sure that you contact Christina Day. I'm going to link all of her information below. You know, one of the things that really got me, and I said it a few times in the episode, is the fact that she really digs deep with you, right? So it's not just you come on and let's have a conversation. She deals with the mindset piece, but she also deals with the health piece because she's a nurse, right? And so you really can show up, be completely vulnerable and authentic and say, here, this is what I got. And somebody can actually guide you on the way that you should go. So make sure that you go ahead and contact her. I'm going to link everything below so you don't miss a thing. I love you guys so much. If you know somebody who maybe even needs this episode, make sure that you share it. Okay. So like, share, subscribe. You know the drill. All right. This is Nina Perez. This is Straight Talk, no sugar added. Until next time.